happy. The Bible exhorts us to live of one spirit and one mind. Perfect unity can come about only when different people have the same purpose, same objective, and the same goal. And it seems to me that our purpose, our objective, and our goal must be the proclamation of salvation in Christ Jesus. In the second place, I believe we must live a life of service. And service always requires genuine humility. And humility is not despising oneself, but seeing the true worth and the true value of others, where there is no selfishness and no conceit. Living a life of service requires giving of self. Not glory of self, but giving of self. And I believe the whole point to the second chapter of Philippians that Paul is trying to get across to us is that Jesus is our example in emptying of himself, of taking on the life of a servant, and of living in complete obedience to God. When we do this, we give of ourselves, and we possess true humility. In the third place, to get the most out of our seminary life, I believe that we must live a Christ-centered life. I recently moved to a new pastorate, and shortly after going there, I went down to the church building, was rambling around all the Sunday school rooms, and inside the church office, stuck back in a corner, I found this commercialized reproduction of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. And as I sat and looked at it, I decided I wanted that on my study wall, so I carried it home and placed it there. And I noticed something quite unique about it that's made me appreciate the piece more. If you draw a line from every corner, you'll notice that it centers upon the central figure of Christ. There's perfect balance in having six disciples on one side and six on the other side, and Christ in the center. There is balance in having Christ in the middle of the three pictures in the back. The whole room is painted such to give a three-dimensional effect and Christ to be in the center. It's clear that the painter wanted Jesus Christ to be in the central feature of his picture. And it's clear that if you and I are going to gain the most of our seminary days and of our lives in ministry, Christ must be the center. I hope none of us will cry later because we only paid $75 at the seminary and wound up with a $75 car. May we stand together and sing the first line only of Living for Jesus. Now, Father, dismiss us with thy blessings according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen.